so much of the focus over Tisha B'Av through Eicha and the keynotes and the Midrashim is a focus of tears and of crying. And the Gemara tells us this goes all the way back to the first event, the tragic event of the ninth of Av. There were five bad events, five tragedies, calamities that happened over Tisha B'Av. But the first is when the Meraglim came back and they gave the report, the Lashon Hara by the land of Israel, that we're not going to go, that it's too impossible, that it's too hard, there's giants there. That night, the ninth of Av, the Jewish people, Vayivku Ha'am Balailo, they begin to cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara in Tainus says, Atem b'chisa b'chia shel chinam, you're going to cry, so to speak, for no reason. I told you we can go. It wasn't my idea. I'm going to give you the land. I'm going to fight for you. And nonetheless, you listened to the Meraglim. You cried about it. Ani kovei alachem b'chia l'doros. I will give you something to cry about. Subsequently, the Batei HaMikdash were destroyed on the 9th of Av. And this is the crying of the 9th of Av. It goes all the way back to the crying of the Meraglim. And there's a lot of discussion, whether in the Rishonim, whether in the Parshanim, to figure out what is this crying. Maybe it's crying on the Batei HaMikdash that were destroyed, on both Batei HaMikdash. Maybe it's a crying for the Siluk Hashchina, crying for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is gone. Crying for the fact that there is Chilul Shem Shemaim, the moment that we are in exile, the moment that we are going from one persecution to one pogrom, to one exile, to one inquisition after the next, that brings the name of God down as well. So maybe it has to do with this kind of crying. But there is a profoundly inspiring comment of the Nesiv HaShalom. While there is a lot to talk about in terms of the crying, Bacho Sib Kebalai L'Pasek Enecha, and all the crying for the Batei HaMikdash, and all the crying for what's happening, says the Slonim Rebbe, maybe there is more, a little bit of positive as well. Slonim Rebbe says, let's go back to an earlier crying. When Moshe Rabbeinu is put in the basket, sent down the river, it is Bas Paro that takes him in, Vativtach, Vatireu, Asayel, Vihine, Na'ar Boche. And he's crying, and she says, Vatomer, Miyaldehil Ivrimzeh. Now, do we read the Pasuk that it's two separate things? Hey, he was crying, and she recognized that it was a Jew, or rather that it was a cry that was a distinguished cry of a Jew. Says the Slonim Rebbe, the cry of a Jew is different than a cry of a non-Jew. He says that, he quotes, there is a medrash that a certain philosopher meets Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi is being sad for the Churban HaBayis. They say, enough already. Why are you being so sad? It happened already. It's already burnt. What are you going to do? Mato elis v'bichiyoscho. Why are you going to cry anymore? Enough already. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, I can't explain it to you. You won't understand. The Slonim Rebbe says that when a Jew cries, it is a cry of bichi shel tikva and not of yeyush. It's of hope and not of despair. When Moshe Rabbeinu is crying, Shabbos Paru says it's b'chiya Yehudis. This is not a despair cry. Oh my gosh, it's over, it's gone. It is a cry of hope, of rebuilding, of eventual redemption, of eventual geula. When they cried the night of the ninth of Av at the Meraglim, that was despair. Ay, 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 we're not going to go. It's too bad. It's too horrible. That's not the b'chiya that we're discussing. A b'chiya shel tikva, b'chiya of hope, is what we understand. As we go through the keynotes, the crying that we have is not just a cry for what we've lost, but for the understanding that we will once again have it again, the Beis HaMikdash and the Geula.